Such believers are the repentant, the worshippers, the praisers of Allah, the travelers for His cause, those who bow and prostrate in prayer, those who enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and those who observe the limits set by Allah, and give good tidings to the believers. It is not for the Prophet and those who have believed to ask forgiveness for the polytheists, even if they were relatives, after it has become clear to them that they are companions of hellfire. And the request of forgiveness of Abraham for his father was only because of a promise he had made to him. But when it became apparent to Abraham that his father was an enemy to Allah, he dissociated himself from him. Indeed was Abraham compassionate and patient. And Allah would not let a people stray after He has guided them, until He makes clear to them what they should avoid. Indeed, Allah is knowing of all things. Indeed, to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and causes death. And you have not besides Allah any protector or any helper. Allah has already forgiven the Prophet and the Muhajirin and the Ansar who followed him in the hour of difficulty, after the hearts of a party of them had almost inclined to doubt, and then He forgave them. Indeed, He was to them kind and merciful.